From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo leaves for North Korea Thursday amid reports that cite intelligence officials saying Pyongyang is either expanding and or intent on keeping some of its weapons of mass destruction. White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders remained upbeat Monday on progress toward the North's denuclearization following last month's U.S.-North Korea summit in Singapore.
In the last 8 months, you haven't seen missile launches. You haven't seen the nuclear detonations. And again, these conversations are continuing to evolve. I'm not going to get into the details, but I can tell you that progress continues to be made.
Another U.S. spokesperson reaffirmed Monday the goal remains the final fully verified denuclearization of the North as agreed to by leader Kim Jong-un. Korea Society Senior Director Stephen Norper said the Pompeo trip is in part motivated by growing concerns over Pyongyang's intentions.
But it's also early in the process, and this will be a very long path ahead that will be complicated and will require numerous meetings and monitoring of steps forward. And it reminds us that declarations of what they have and verification of dismantlement will be very key to the process.
Sunday, White House National Security Advisor John Bolton said most of the North's weapons of mass destruction could be dismantled in a year. Malawian President Peter Mutharika has reportedly been implicated in fraud involving a food contractor. According to a leak from the country's anti-graft body, the opposition has called for his resignation ahead of next year's election. Ivory Coast is planning to build a biomass power generation plant that runs on waste from cocoa pods. It's part of a plan to diversify its electric power generation, which the world's top cocoa producer exports to neighboring countries. This is VOA News. As Iran's president arrived in Europe Monday to shore up support for the international nuclear agreement with Tehran, the U.S. announced a timeline for a return to sanctions reimposed after the U.S. pulled out of the deal 2 months ago. The State Department's Director of Policy Planning, Brian Hook, announced the timeline for the first phase beginning August 4. That includes Iran's automotive sector and trade in key metals. The second will be November 6th and target the energy sector.
More than 50 international firms have already announced their intent to leave the Iranian market, particularly in the energy and financial sectors. We have been clear with countries and companies around the world that we are bringing severe economic pressure on Iran until the regime changes its destabilizing policies.
Hook said the Iranian people are reacting to the country's economic decline.
The Iranian people are rightly frustrated with the regime, and they are expressing their frustration in nationwide protests and in smaller acts of defiance throughout the country. The United States stands with the Iranian people.
Hook said he's confident there is sufficient global spare oil capacity to make up for a cut in Iranian oil exports. President Donald Trump Monday spoke with Mexico's president-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador, who won in a landslide election Sunday.
I think he's going to try and do very hard. I think he's going to try and help us with border. We have unbelievably bad border laws, immigration laughs, the weakest in the world, laughed at by everybody in the world. And Mexico is very strong immigration laws, so they can help us until we straighten out our immigration laws, which have been bad for many, many years, decades, and we're going to have them taken care of.
In a tweet, Mr. López Obrador said he proposed a comprehensive deal to create jobs, lower immigration, and improve security. The UN said Monday the number of people forced from their homes in southwest Syria in the face of a Russian-backed government assault on rebel positions has risen to 270,000. It said most have taken refuge in villages along the Israeli-Jordanian borders. 12 boys and their football coach have been found alive by rescuers in Thailand, huddled inside a cave 9 days after they disappeared.
How many of you?
13.
Brilliant. We are coming.
It's okay.
Many people are coming.
The boys aged 11 to 16 disappeared after football practice June 23rd after setting out to explore the Tom Luang Cave, sparking a large multinational rescue effort. Malta has detained a second humanitarian vessel that's been used to rescue migrants off the Libyan coast headed to Europe. The German government coalition reached a settlement dispute over migrants that threatened to topple the administration of Chancellor Angela Merkel. In World Cup action, Brazil advanced to the quarterfinals, beating Mexico 2-0. Belgium edged Japan 3-2. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.